So years ago, I Indiegogo'd this American pedal company called Folk Tech. They announced these two pedals, Alter X and Y, pedal versions of their Alter 1 and 2 Eurorack modules that still work for Eurorack, but also allow you to use pedal and line level instruments right into it. Not only does it do that, but it also lifts up and lowers the signal strength, so you can actually interface your Eurorack and non-Eurorack gear and make them all sing and play together. And when I got into Eurorack, because I have so many guitar pedals and things that I've collected over the years, I didn't want to just go one lane or the other. I'd like everything to work well together. So both of my Eurorack palettes have a cloverleaf, which takes the ports that are on the back. Anything I want to plug in to the Eurorack system gets bumped up to Euro level signal, and then I can run it back out into my pedals and then back into the system if I needed to. And I've got a whole bunch of modules that I can use to do that and just create this ecosystem that works with itself and works within itself. It also saves me a lot of money from having to go out and get a $500 reverb when I have an amazing sounding one that I paid less than half of that for. Anyways, so I crowdfunded this project. The company kind of went AWOL, and everyone who pitched in thought that they were going to get screwed over. A bigger company came around and bought them, fulfilled all the orders, and now they're mass producing these amazing little pedals. I know Cicada Sound has both of them available used for a decent price, about what I paid for them with the Early Bird Kickstarter. And I'm just still learning the ins and outs, especially not having the boxes or looking up what each algorithm does. This is what it sounds like without the pedal. And this is with. I'm having a blast right now, and I wish that I was properly recording all this stuff, because it all works with some cover art that I made forever ago. I think if this year goes well and I stay frugal, I might put out another CD. I know no one's buying it, but it's good to have. And eventually, when I make it, people are going to say, wait a second, he has early recordings out on his own label. And then they'll all go, and I'll make all my money back 30 years after the fact. Or if I have kids, they'll find them in the basement after I die and give them out at my funeral. Anyways, earlier today, Doctor Who The Collection announced yet another release into their series that I'm collecting, and I'm so excited that they're closing off with the final release of Sylvester McCoy's Seventh Doctor. They did it season 3 first, then season 1, and now season 2 is coming out, giving us everything that Sylvester McCoy has been a part of, except, of course, the 90s movie with Paul McGann. Only one other Doctor has had everything released minus their special feature, and that's Colin Baker, the sixth Doctor. His movie that he was in, or not in the movie, but I guess the regeneration of Peter Davison that Colin Baker was in hasn't come out yet. So it'll probably be on the last Davison set, which hasn't been announced, but at the rate that they're going, it might even be out before the end of the year. I played Dominic Glynn music from The Happiness Patrol, which is a serial from the second season of Sylvester McCoy's run. And that was from the Doctor Who 50th Anniversary Collection box set that came out back in 2014. Two Boy Army and Gary Newman with Friends from their self-titled album Two Boy Army. Vernon Elliott with From Goods from the Clangers soundtrack. The Bub Light by Joe Meek from I Hear a New World. John Cameron with Midnight and Billy Climbs and Captures Kes from the soundtrack to the movie Kes. Tango Whiskey Man by Can from their album Soundtracks. And then something that I recorded earlier this week that I called Ecstasy in the Void. You can find it on YouTube or just Google Ecstasy in the Void, Patrick Michaelishan, and you'll find it. My buddy Mark's going to call me up right away, so I've got some great music queued up for you. I hope that you're enjoying my synth doodles and the rest of the show. This is Morton Sabonic with A Sky of Cloudless Sulfur Part 2 on the Wonderful and Frightening World. Oh, sorry, A Sky of Cloudless Sulfur Dance on the Wonderful and Frightening World of Patrick Michaelishan.
Thank you. Lavender Hill. Everybody loves Lavender Hill. Even the bird that sits in the tree seems to sing sweet melodies. Even the breeze is whispering. Biscuit.
Dreh dich bloß nicht um. Du hast nur eins im Sinn. Du weißt nicht wohin.